What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Health news on KYW News Radio, sponsored by Independence Blue Cross.
So the rate of deaths from cancer has fallen 34% over the last 30 years, according to the newest American Cancer Society annual report. But cancer rates among middle-aged women and young people are on the rise. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams.
This year, there will be over 2 million new cancer diagnoses in the U.S. with about 618,000 new cancer deaths. Cancer rates in women ages 50 to 64 have surpassed those in men, and rates in women under 50 are now 82% higher than their male counterparts, which is up from 51% in 2002. This pattern includes lung cancer.
Deaths from lung cancer are greater than deaths from colorectal cancer, breast cancer, and prostate cancer together. And for the first time, you know, if you're a woman under the age of 65, you have a greater chance of developing lung cancer than a man.
That's William Dayhut, Chief Scientific Officer for ACS. He says this is likely still driven by tobacco use, but 20% of lung cancer in women are from non-smokers. And overall in this country, non-smoker lung cancer is the eighth leading cause of cancer mortality. Andy Abramowitz of Philadelphia is a 52-year-old non-smoker. He was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer in the summer of 2021. Some leg pain he was experiencing ended up being blood clots, and further tests showed a nodule on his lungs.
And it did feel for me in the early weeks and even months like things were unraveling, like I'd stepped into this strange world where all the rules had changed.
Again, he never smoked.
You know, I knew that there was such a thing as non-smokers' lung cancer, but I had no idea how prevalent it is.
The report also shows rates climbing for common cancers, including breast, prostate, and pancreatic cancers. The five-year survival rate for pancreatic cancer is just 8%. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.